Hello.
My name is Tamron. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor of Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested a callback?
Speaking to her.
I need to advise you, this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I'm trying to file a claim. It's either I'm reopening it. My name is Angela Gaston. Do you need my social?
Okay. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Can I have your social, please?
389-807-009.
Could you repeat that, please?
389-807-009.
Can you verify your name, please?
Angela Gaston, Gaston.
Do you have middle initial?
K.
Can I have your date of birth?
3/27/73.
Your mother's maiden name?
Gaston. Billie Jean Gaston.
Do you have a name? Did your name change? Do you have any name change? Or any other name you worked under?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
If you approve for benefits, you have an option to receive your payments, direct deposit into a checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Your benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
I need a routing number and an account number.
Okay, just 1 minute. Get out of the room. No, you cannot. I'm on the phone. Don't make me say it again. Okay, just 1 moment, please. The routing number is 062-000-080.
Okay. Your account
number? The county number, 2484-7968-06.
Okay, repeat your account number again for me, please.
2484-7968-06.
Thank you. And the routing number again, ma'am?
062-000-080.
Thank you. Can you verify the mailing address, please?
505 Penn Oak Drive. Two separate words.
Okay.
And it's P-I-N.
Okay. Your city, state, and zip code, please.
Birmingham, Alabama, 35
214.
Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Do you know the primary phone number you have on file?
Area code 262-412-0119.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Verifying the mailing address you created was 505 Penn Oak Drive, Birmingham, Alabama, 5214.
No, 35214.
Okay. Okay. It's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 224 Fairway Drive, 2600 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, 415 East Nassau Avenue, or 5893 Johns Road, where you never been associated.
2600 Martin Luther King Drive, I have been associated with.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 82 Mercedes-Benz 300, 85 Plymouth Grand Ferry, 87 Pontiac Grand Am, or 88 Nissan Van?
The Grand Am.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Montgomery, Hoover, Jasper, or Auburn?
Jasper.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
What is that?
A trade allowance.
Do I have a trade? No, I don't even know what that is.
A trade allowance if going overseas?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Since the last time I filed, yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No. Never been in the military.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
Can I have your last day work? I need a month and a year.
December 8th, 2022.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
For all shifts, no.
In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, days, and shifts normally worked in the trade or industry for which your past experience training qualifies you. You are not required to be available for all shifts unless persons working your trade or occupation would normally work all shifts.
What does that mean? Like, I have kids. I can't work overnight. So that means I have to step overnight. Is that what you're saying? Cause that's
no,
what
ma'am.
I'm saying.
It's You do not,
When
you
you
are not required to be available for all shifts unless persons working your trade or occupation would normally work all shifts.
I don't understand it. So I guess
Because it's saying that it's going to ask the, and you saying child care issues, correct?
Yes, I have kids that I can't work overnight. So
okay, that's
that,
what I notate in your, that's what I'm going to notate in here when it says you said you, if no select the closest reason, and you said child care issues. Correct? And you can't
right.
work. I cannot work.
I cannot work overnight.
Uh-huh. Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workman compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you obtained, do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
February the 27th. I mean, January the 27th.
2023.
Yes, 2023. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I. All right, hold on. Okay, now, are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks? It's not neat, is it? Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
I work at a college, so I don't know what they would call that.
You work at a what, ma'am?
I work at a college.
Okay.
And it's called a holiday break.
Okay, so.
I think the paperwork that I have, yes, we've all filed this before. It say thank you for your great season. We
yes.
appreciate your hard work as you enter into the holiday break. During the break, it is important to keep in touch or whatever, your return date. Where it says, no, your break will be from 12/9/22 through 1/27/2023.
Yes, like a company vacation period. It's holiday break.
Yeah, it's a layoff or whatever. We have
yes.
it every time turn around. We have it for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And
you, are you, what's your job title?
Cook, a food service worker.
This is for institute cafeteria type at the school, right?
I'm not in the school system. This is a food service company that I work with.
Bon Appetit Management.
Yes, Compass Group.
But it's called Bon Appetit.
It's Bon Appetit, but they're under Compass Group. Yes.
Can I have a phone number, please, for them?
Area code 205-226-4713. 205-226-4713.
Yeah. And your employment start date, your employment start date, I need a month and a year.
I think it was July the 1st,
You said July the 1st.
July the 1st. I've been there 5 years. Let me go back. I'm not sure of the year.
You said you've been there five years?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is 22, 21, 19, 18, 17. So would have been 2017? Because that's 5 years back.
Okay, yeah.
2017. Okay.
It should be already in there somewhere, but yeah,
it's
that's
not.
Either 16 or 17. I'm not one of them. I've been there 5 years. I just received a plaque for being there 5 years.
And your last day worked again, I'm sorry.
My last day work was 12/8. 2022.
12/8/2022? Yes. December 8th. Now, what city and state was work performed in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
It was raining. I don't want to get it wet. Okay. Did you receive any time after your, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, just my last paycheck. I don't, that's
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. And the reason you're no longer working right now is quit, discharge, other, lack of work.
Other?
And other would be
what I just said.
Laid off is no work is available.
I guess it's a thank you for your great season. We'll keep saying. Yes, it's a layoff. I don't know what to call it. It's a layoff.
Yeah, it is laid off because y'all no work available right now.
Temporary layoff. It's a temporary layoff. I don't know how y'all would word that, but it's a temporary layoff from the paper I'm looking at.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, thank you.
Your temporary PIN number is 0973. Your temporary PIN number is 0973.
0973. Let me write that down.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career System. The Career System application will remain active for 90 days. You are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. You must also visit the Alabama Career Center and or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update an online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification by telephone or the internet in order to claim your benefits. You should call each week 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. but not on Saturday. Make your first certification by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you in about 7 days. You should receive that, and this booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. So read through your booklet so you'll get more info on it. Failure to follow instruction listed could result in a list of or loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet in 7 days, you can call 1-800-361-4524 and retrieve another booklet. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center.
Thank you.